They be to like unit four.
Okay, embrace each other.
所以继续来祷告，为这个疫情的祷告。
So we continue to pray for this pandemic.
最近大家也可能知道，有些从复工以来，有些 club 还有一些场馆呢开始又爆发。
So as you may know, now the we're opening up the economy and we have some clubs, nightclubs and also restaurants that have been, employees have been infected with the COVID-19.
也感谢主在一个月前就是整借着一门一线借着我们的信息来启示我们不要试探他们。
And we're also grateful for our Lord Jesus so that he gave us the visions, the dreams, so that we will not be testing our Lord.
所以我们继续的来警醒这件事情上，当我们出去的时候呢，我们能够一方面大胆的去传讲福音去帮助别人，另一方面我们一定要做好防护的工作。
So we will go out and preach the gospel, but at the same time, we will do our part and be protective of ourselves.
那不要认为旁边那个人跟你关系很好，你就可以把口罩去掉因为他跟你很好，不代表他的 virus 对你很好。
So even if you with someone that you are very close to, please do not stop wearing your mask. So if the person next to you is being friendly to you, doesn't mean the virus itself is friendly.
那就是有时候我们也觉得我们没有问题，但是事实上真正传播病菌的人都是认为他们自己没有问题的。
Sometimes you may think that you yourself are healthy, but indeed, a lot of people that are spreading the viruses are all thinking themselves as being healthy.
那现在在政府或者医疗部门，他们非常关心这个统计数据 ，the statistics.
So right now, the government only care about the statistics.
那事实上呢，这不是一个 statistic， 不是一个 probability， 是一个 certainty。
So indeed, this is not a probability, but it's a certainty that if you, yeah, so the virus do spread.
你跟有病菌的人在怎么样的距离里面接触，有 contact， 他这个病菌他一定会传，他并不是一个 probability， 他是一个 certainty， 只是我们看不见而已。
So if you are within a certain distance with someone else who is infected, you will definitely get the virus because it's a certainty, not a probability.
只是因为我们看不见，所以就认为是一个 probability， 其实它是一个 certainty。
So just because you do not see the virus doesn't mean you it's a probability. So it's definitely you will get it if you.Go certain distance.
所以我们希望继续的警醒祷告，在这个过程里面继续呢，传讲我们的福音。这个时候呢，很多人都愿意听福音。
So, we will continue to spread, to talk to others about the gospel because nowadays, people are more, open ears to the gospel.
感谢主，这是一点题外的话，但是也是非常重要。谢谢各位神对我们的启示和带领。
So praise the Lord, this is something extra that we want to share. It's all from the Lord, His revelation.
今天神感动我要讲的一个题目呢是公义和怜悯。
Today, the Lord moved me to talk about righteousness and justice. 牧师听不见了。
OK. 我们翻开马太福音第二十章。
So we will turn to Matthew chapter 20.
那这里有一个比喻，第一节到第十六节这里有一个比喻，我们来诵读一下。
So we are gonna read from verse 1 to 16 is a parable. It's a parable of the workers in the vineyard.
因为田禾好像家主清早去雇人进他的葡萄园做工，和工人检定一天一天名字，就打发他们进葡萄园去。约在市处自己看见世上还有闲逛的人，就对他们说，你们也进葡萄园去，所当给的我必给你们，你们也进去。约在无证和牲畜又出去，也是这样写。约在幽处出去，看见还有人放在那里，就问他们说，你们为什么今天在这里想站呢？他们说，因为没有人雇我们。他说，你们也进葡萄园去。到了晚上，园主对广式的说，叫工人都来，给他们工钱，从后来的起到将来的为止。约在幽处雇的人来了，个人多了一钱银子，即使那相雇的来了，他们以为必要夺得，谁知也是各的一钱。他们得了就埋怨家主说，我们整天劳苦受热，那后来的只做了一小时，你竟叫我们和我们他们和我们一样吗？家主回答其中的一个人说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我坚定的不是一钱银子吗？拿你的走吧，我跟那后来的和你一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可随我的意识用吗？因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？这样那再后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。那这段经文呢，如果你是读英文的，你可以用英文来自己来读，就是马太福音第20:1-16。
So if you read in English, you can read it on your own. It's on Matthew chapter 20 from verse 1 to 16.
那好多时候我们在读经的时候，可能大家有的人不太注意，在讲道的时候可能会多注意一点。其实你应该反过来。
So a lot of people pay a lot more attention when listening to sermons, but indeed you have to do the reverse.
因为读经是神的话。听到呢，是经过人神的仆人来做一些解释而已。
Because reading the Bible is more important because it's the word of God. Listening to sermon is being processed by someone else.
那这段经文究竟在讲什么呢？
So what does this verse passage talking about?
那对于我们中国人来说，特别我们过去这个七八十年代以前的中国人来讲的话，这个家主呢看起来真的是不公平。
So to our Chinese, especially those who are raised in the 70s, the 80s, so when you read this story, it seems that the owner is being very unfair.
现在一些年轻的人可能比较容易接受，因为他们在一个资本主义的一个环境下熏陶。我们那时候是在共产主义、社会主义环境下熏陶，觉得大家都要公平。
So maybe the younger generation may be able to understand this better, but we are raised under the communist party. So we always talk about justice and being fair to everybody.
那究竟这个家族是对刚早上进来的人是公平还是不公平呢？家主认为他非常公平，但我们一开始读的时候觉得他非常不公平。
So whether you think that it's been fair for those who came to work in the vineyard first, so it's actually the owner himself been fair, even though you might think it's not.
那今天我们要学什么样的功课呢？第一个就是说，神是一个公平的神，也是怜悯的神。
So what kind of lesson are we going to learn today? First of all, is that we have to know that the Lord is a just owner.
那我们首先要认识神的公义、公平。
First of all, we need to know His justice. His
在诗篇89篇14节或者92篇第7节都讲到。神宝座的根基呢是公义和公平。
So in Psalm 48 and also 96, it talks about the throne of the Lord is justice.
他就说这个神的宝座呢设立在公义和公平之上，没有公义和公平， 神的宝座是这么设立的。
So the throne of the Lord is based on righteousness and justice. Without this, the throne won't be able to hold firm.
反过来讲的话呢，也就是说，如果没有公义公平的话，神自己都坐不住。
So in other words, without justice and righteousness, even the throne of the Lord will not stand.
那所以现在好多我们在教会里面听到各种各样的福音，好多时候把上帝呢描绘成一个圣诞老人，啊，你一切好处他就都白白的给你，啊，你的坏的事情他都不管。
So a lot of times in the gospel that we talk about today, a lot of time people think of the Lord as a Santa Claus. So he is only there to give you good things, and any wrongdoing that you did, he will not take into account. But that's not true.
所以我们把神公义的一面呢就看淡了，甚至看不见。
So we don't really look into the side where God is a justice God, the God of justice.
某种意义上讲呢，就是说把神的宝座给拿走了，神往哪里坐？神也没有权柄了。
So in other words, you take away the throne of the Lord. So where can our Lord sit without a throne?
那我们的神怎么能成为主呢？
How can our Lord be our Lord?
你干脆把他叫做我们的仆人好了。
You may rather call him our servant instead.
或者把他叫做我们的这个佣人。
Or you call him our slaves.
我们高兴就让他来，不高兴就让他去。
So if we are happy, we'll call him in, and if we're not, then we just let him go.
但是圣经非常清楚地知道，他是创造的宇宙的主宰，他的宝座设立在公义和公平之上。
But you have to know that he is the creator of heaven and earth, and he is strong. His throne is stand firm on his righteousness and his justice.
那有另外一些时候呢，我们又走到另外一个极端，就是看到神是一个非常公义和公平的神，但是好像没有怜悯，缺乏怜悯，教会里面缺乏怜悯。
So in other extremes, where we only see his justice and his righteousness, we do not see his mercy. So in a church that where people always judge, you know, like always so firm with people.
事实上，神是一个非常有怜悯的神，所以他。甚至连杀人犯都会赦免，只要这个人愿意悔改。
But indeed, our Lord is a merciful God. Even He will forgive those who have committed murderers. So if a murderer repent himself, He will always forgive.
在以色列的历史上，曾经有一个王叫做马拉基，这个王是非常非常坏的，他可以把他自己的儿女焚烧并献祭给外邦的神。啊，就是说金火呀，就是放到火里面烧了献祭的，是非常坏的，作恶多端的。后来，但是后来他悔改，后来悔改以后呢，跟哈斯怜悯他，甚至恢复他的这个国王的职位。
So there was once a king that in the Old Testament, he was so evil that he even sacrificed his own children.To idols, but still, when he repent, God forgave him.
那这是神的怜悯，包括使徒保罗，他曾经其实在杀害基督，但是呢，耶稣向他显现，拣选他成为外邦人的使徒。
So this is God's mercy. Even Apostle Paul himself, he was persecuting the Christians. But when Jesus appeared to him, he repented and became one of the great apostles.
所以当神怜悯一些看起来不配得怜悯的人的时候呢，我们好多人看得非常不公，非常生气。
So when God shows mercy to those who sins that do not deserve mercy, a lot of people will get, you know, like angry.
所以我们今天必须要来清楚地来认识神的公义、公平，也要认识他的怜悯，否则我们在这个末世没有这种分辨的能力。
So we have to know, His righteousness and His justice, and at the same time, we have to know His mercy.So that at the end times, we will be able to understand who he truly is.
所以呢，今天我们必须要通过圣经来认识神究竟是做什么事情的时候呢，我们在社会上的行事背景，或者在众多的这些声音里面，我们知道哪个是神的声音。
So we have to know his ways, so that in the coming day, so we'll be able to discern.
当然，我们有一个成长的过程，我们会现做现用，但是呢，神会让我们来成熟长大。
So of course we have a season of growing into a maturity. So sometimes we may shift to the left or shift to the right, but still God will lead us.
那我们会有一个越来越有清楚的分辨的能力。
So that we have a clear discernment.
圣经上讲，在末世的时候，撒旦会装着这个公义的光明的天使，会来到世间宣讲公义。另外呢，撒旦也会宣讲怜悯。
So at the end times, the Bible says, Satan will dress as a bright angels, so he himself will talk about mercy to other people.
所以呢，我们要清楚地知道哪个是从神来的，哪个不是从神来的。
So we have to clearly discern whether something that comes from the Lord and something is not.
在这个学习的过程里面，神会不断地带领我们，或先左先右，或在做事情的时候呢，我们就会跟别人会来冲突。也有时候自己跟自己较量，这个发生了我们就是来学习。
So during the process, God will lead us, whether we will shift to the left or to the right, or sometimes we will become unclear, but God will come and help us to be able to know.
那我就拿我自己举一个例子，在过去刚开始教书的时候，不知道什么是公义公平，不知道什么是怜悯。
So, me myself as an example, when I first started teaching, and I didn't know what is justice, I didn't know what is mercy, so I got confused a lot of times.
所以我也不跟人家签约，人家说，哎呀，我的孩子病了，临时给你一个通知，我就也没签状，我的时间浪费了，但心里觉得不好受，但是又说，哎呀，我是基督徒，要有爱心啊。
So I never had a contract with my students. So sometimes my student will call in sick and at the last minute. So I waste my time. But because I thought myself as a Christian, and I thought, even though I wasn't happy about that, but I still have to bear with it because I thought myself as a Christian.
那后来发现呢，别人真的他并不欣赏我付出的这些努力，也不看不起我。为什么呢？他觉得没有原则。
But later on, I found that they wasn't respecting of me because of the things that I did, because I am a person that without principle.
有时候包括在这个教书的期间呢，我很喜欢传福音，我就传福音给学生听。结果后来他们的父母呢，发现你利用我付钱的时间给我的儿子传福音，这是我没有要你做的，他们非常不高兴。
And a lot of times I will tell my student about the gospel because I was really on fire for the Lord, but the parents themselves were not happy because I am using their time, the time that they pay to tell their children about the gospel, which they were not happy about that.
Which they didn't agree on.
Yeah, they didn't agree on.
那后来我就问神说，究竟我哪里做错了吗？肯定有什么事情做的不对。
So I asked the Lord, is there something wrong that I did? Must be something wrong that I did.
那后来就发现是一个公平、公义和怜悯的问题。
Later on, I found this is a problem of being justice and mercy.
后来就仔细地读这个经文，就发现呢，神首先是一个公平公义的神，你要有约定，你要有界限，你要有标准。
So when I study this passage, I finally know that first of all, you need to have an agreement, some kind of justice set in place.
在这一个基础上呢，你会去多给，你会去怜悯，你也会去施舍。
So
on,
yeah, on top of this foundation, then you will be able to be merciful and to give to others.
如果没有公义公平的约定呢，所做的很多东西，并不是别人所想要的，或者说呢，也没有达到别人的标准，因为我们没有约定，或者你做的很多，别人并不欣赏。
So without a contract, based on righteousness and justice, other people may not appreciate the things that you did.
或者我们会中间引起很多的误会。
And you will also have a lot of conflict.
甚至我们在教会里面听到过，我们不要跟教会的弟兄姐妹做生意。好多人建议我这样，他说会破坏关系，我觉得这是不对的。
And so even people say that we do not do business within, you know, like our church groups. And a lot of people tell me don't do that, but I felt it's not right.
那我在想，神要让我们作为弟兄姐妹来祝福彼此，那为什么我们非要去祝福外面的人，不信主的人，但是不祝福我们的弟兄姐妹呢？
So God wants us, to bless those who are around us. How come we were willing to go and bless the Gentile but not bless our own brothers and sisters? Isn't that strange?
事实上发现好多弟兄姐妹就是说在这个做生意的过程中，因为很客气，因为觉得很有爱心，没有约定又讲清楚呢，后来发生很多的冲突，很多的最后伤得不得了，生意就不完了。
So because a lot of brothers and sisters, when they do business within the brothers and sisters inside the church, they have a lot of, they think they have a lot of love, but without any boundaries or any contract set in place. And later on, they got hurt, and then they felt they cannot do that anymore.
那事实上这样的事情发生过很多，有一个老板和一个亲密的教会的弟兄呢，就做生意说我们俩合作怎么样。
So these things happen quite often, and once there was a business person that had a partner, right, in the church, and he said, okay, let's do this and that.
因为他们关系非常的亲密，就说我们合作，那。另外一个弟兄呢，听到说要合作，就因为是一个合伙人，但是呢，第二个人是出力，第一个人是出钱。
So, they wanted to partner together to do something. So they one person is supposed to contribute the money, the other person is to contribute the knowledge.
我就用 A 和 B 来讲 ，A 就是这个出钱的 ，B 是出力的。
Party A is a person that contribute money, and the Party B is a person that contribute labor.
那在 A 的心里面呢，就是我们合作的意思是，我给你一个机会，可以来工作，你可以来赚钱。
So in the mind,
合作的意思是，我和你是平等的，我们两个人拥有这个公司，你出力，我出钱，我们两个人最后一半一半。
So in the mind of the Party A, he thinks, okay, I am giving you an opportunity to work so that you can get some money. But in the mind of the Party B, he thought that, okay, now you contribute money and I contribute labor. We should share the profit like half and half.
但是因为他们关系很亲密呢，并没有什么写得很清楚，因为不好意思出气。我们那最后呢？B 呢，就是非常的用功，做事情白天晚上要把这个公司建立起来，最后身体也摧毁了。
So because they are very close to each other, so they didn't have they didn't write any contract and nothing like that. So B got this company as his own, and he puts a lot of labor, a lot of hours into the work. So to the point that he his health is deteriorating.
最后在金钱上分配的时候呢 ，A 说你是我的员工啊，我雇佣了你啊，就是这么多呀，一小时多少钱啊？但是 B 说我自己是 partner 呀，我是你的这个合伙人呀。
So at the end, when they share the profit, Tari A said, okay, this is how much you're going to get because you are in my employee and we pay by hour, so this is how much you're going to get. But the Party B said, no, we are partners. We are partnering with each other, so I am supposed to share like half of the profit.
那最后，这个事实上，这个关系呢，伤害的非常深，很多年以后都不得一致，极力的要不一致都不得一致。
So they kind of destroyed their relationship. Even years after that, they still cannot so resolve with each other.
两个家庭都非常的爱耶稣，但是这个关系再要恢复的话呢，需要很长很长的努力。
So even though both families are very devoted and they all love Jesus, but still their relationship has been destroyed. And if they want to restore the relationship, it may take a lot of effort and years and time.
那事实上呢，就是我们要明白神呢，在这个里面就是这个家主呢，他要把事情讲得清清楚楚。
So here, the owner of the vineyard is our Lord, so he has to set a contract in the first place.
就是说将来怎么样来处理的结果的时候呢，也是清清楚楚的。
So in the future, when they try to do any resolutions, everything should be right and clear.
从神的国度里面来讲的话呢，神的话语呢就讲得清清楚楚。
So in the kingdom of the Lord, the word of God is always clear.
所以将来我们面对他的时候呢，神说我跟你讲得清清楚楚。
So on the day that we face to face with the Lord, his words will be loud and clear to us.
所以他对这个最早进来的这些葡萄园的工人呢，虽然做了一天呢，他给他们讲得非常的清楚，我给你鉴定的是一千银子，对不对？
So those who came to the vineyard first early in the morning, by the time they get their receive their pay, he will be able to tell them, okay, this is what we agree on.
那你对我有什么不满的呢？
So how come you are not happy with me, but this is what we have agreed on.
那就是说有一个约定在那里，一有约定的时候，这就叫做公义。
So first you have to have a contract. When the contract is in place, then there will be justice and righteousness.
所以我们今天讲旧约、新约，这是神和人的约定。
So when we talk about the Old Testament and New Testament, it's a contract between the Lord and us.
当我们没有约定的时候呢，其实怜悯啊、公义啊、怜悯和施舍。那是哎呀，那些东西其实是谈不上。
So without a contract or without a covenant, all this thing when you talk about mercy and love and all that, it doesn't really make sense.
这讲起来很有意思。如果我们没有这个约定的话，好多时候造成很多的伤害，人家不聆听，然后还没有也没有建造别人。
So it's very interesting without some kind of contract in place. So even if you do things with other people will have, you know, they will not be receive what you give them.
所以我们先要有公平公义的一个约定，就是话语，就过去的人呢，就是说讲话，他们不写在纸上，因为一言为定，因为写纸呢是太贵了，找不到纸了。
So in the old days, people just do things based on what they say, like verbally agree on something, because it's too expensive to write it down on a piece of paper.
想想呢，一千多年前的人用这个竹签来写字，把字都写在竹子上面，对吧？后来写在羊皮上面，对不对？那么我们的时候，我们来找一块羊皮，我们写下，坐下来写，我们要做什么？你要做什么？我要做什么？所以那时候的人诚信非常的重要。
Yeah. So in the olden days, it's really hard for a person to find a bamboo stick or a skin to write on what they are gonna do and say on a contract. So back then, if you verbally agree on something, so it's quite reliable based on your verbally saying, you know.
所以今天呢，我们就可以来签字。所以好多人都在练自己的怎么样的签名，因为这个代表着诚信。
So nowadays we sign contracts, so a lot of people like to practice on their signatures.
那很有意思的呢，神啊，就是说，几千年前就开始让这个先知来写圣经。其实希伯来的文字是非常早的，在公元前，就是说在摩西的时代，应该是公元前五千年左右，五六千年前就开始写。就是说神可能知道将来的人呢，这个说话不算数，这一定要写，就让先知开始写了。
Maybe the Lord knows in advance that future generation will likely to not obey and not honor their own saying, so that the language literature was invented years ago. So even 5000 BC, the Israelites already have a set of language in place so that they can record whatever is in the history.
所以希伯来文的历史是很长远的。
So the Hebrew history is very deep, you know, like very was recorded like long ago.
你在这里读到这个甲主的时候，你就发现，他让一批人呢，一大早就去葡萄园里面做事情，另一批人就是中午下午去做，最后一批人呢，就是说是天快要黑的时候，忧愁就是。天要黑的时候也到葡萄园去做事情，但是最后发工钱的时候呢，大家都得一钱银子。
So if you read this passage, the owner sent a group of people in the early morning and also around noon and the afternoon and also in the evening, but by the time they received their wages, all of them received the same.
但是最后的结果在处理的时候呢，我相信读圣经的人都有不同的反应。那我一开始读的时候，我觉得很 surprise， 我觉得这个家主是非常不公平。到今天，我才发现这个家主是非常公平。要经历过30年的时间。
So when I first read about this passage, I felt the owner himself was being very unfair. So now today, when I read this passage, I finally understood and.I realized that he's actually been fair to all of them, but it took me 30 years to understand.
那我不知道你看这段圣文经文的时候，觉得这个人他是公平还是不公平呢？
So I don't know what about you. When you read this passage, do you think he's been fair or unfair?
如果你觉得他是不公平的话，你和我一样需要悔改。
If you think he's been unfair, you have to be like me to repent.
我需要30年的时间悔改，你需要3天悔改就可以了。
It takes me 30 years to repent, but maybe it only takes 3 days for you to repent.
或者是3分钟就可以了。
Or maybe 3 minutes.
我想这也是为什么神让我们要做这个神的仆人，就是我们要经历很多磨练，让别人少经历一些磨练。
So I believe this is why that as a servant of the Lord, you have to go through a lot of sufferings because so that other people can learn from you and do not have to go through that kind of suffering.
那后来明白神的公义的时候呢，不去弄撞别人，更不敢弄撞神。
So when you finally understand the righteousness of our Lord, you will not be judging other people and also to judge the Lord.
在教会里面，你看到好多人呢，他们来到教会什么也没做，而且很坏。最后呢，神好像医治他们的疾病，神好像让他们经济上反转，你就不会觉得心里在不平衡。
So when you see
神的怜悯
，So when you see a wicked person coming to the church, even though he did nothing, still God healed his disease and.Bless him abundantly with his finances. You will not be jealous of him, but know the Lord that has been merciful.
因为神是一个公平公义的神，也是一个怜悯的神。
Because our God is a righteous God and also a God full of mercy.
他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
He will show mercy to whoever he wants to show mercy.
如果我们有这样一个态度的时候呢，我们以后对人也是这样，就是不会去弄断人。有的人跟另外一个人关系很好，跟我不好，那也 OK。
So if you have the same attitude, then you can understand things that other people do. So if you, this person doesn't want to be close to you, then that's okay if you want to be closer to other people.
那我们人家就是说得到神的这种怜悯恩典的时候呢，我们也不会去妒忌。
So if someone receives a great blessing and mercy from the Lord, then you will not be jealous.
那我认识至少有四个传道人，神都是经过什么方法，神就让人给他们一人一栋房子，就是给房子给他们。
So I know a few, sorry, I knew a few
pastors,
yeah, pastors that for some reason that someone else gave them a house, like houses to live.
那我呢需要一分钱一分钱的来挣我的房子，我现在并没有任何的心理不平衡。
But for me, I have to earn like a penny by penny for my own house, but I don't feel like any jealousy inside of me.
那我就是现在越来越因着神这样的怜悯呢，更加的赞美神。
So because God's been a merciful God, that I praise the Lord for what he does.
那所以这个地方呢，就是说我们看到神是一个公义的神，将要有约定，约定了以后呢，他做的事情不会错，就是说我给你拣定了，我拣来给你了，也要履行他拣的话，这就是公义，履行了所拣的话就是公义。
So here God has a contract with people, and he did what he said. So when he did what he said is been justice. This is righteousness.
那有时候有些人可能会眼红，可能会引起误解。
So sometimes other people may be jealous, and there may be some misunderstanding.
但是呢，你不要去，要有一个清楚的分辨能力，知道神做的是对的。
But you have to have a discernment in your heart that to know that what the Lord does is justice, is just.
如果我们在做生意或者在做事情的时候跟人有约定，我们履行了，别人不高兴，我们在主的面前要坦然无惧。
So if there is a contract in place, and if we did what is supposed to be done in the contract, but the other people gets upset, is when you stand in front of the Lord, in front of the Lord, you should have no fear.
那事实上，撒旦可能会经过各种的方式来控告我们，有时候觉得我们没有爱心啊，这个了那个了。但是我们如果有公义的尺度，我们有约定。要坦然无惧，我们做了我们当做的，要坦然无惧。
Sometimes, Satan will kind of tempt you, saying that, you may not do according to love, but if you have a discernment in your heart, you know what you done is right, then you should not have that kind of fear inside of you.
就像我刚才讲到，我早期教书的时候没有约定，后来就有了约定，后来就要写这个。Contract, 那这个 contract 可能保护了对方，保护我自己。
So as I shared earlier, before I didn't have a contract with my student. Later on, I have contract. I have a written piece of paper. So this contract protected the student, and also protected me.
有时候这个包括在这个传福音，我在。教学生传福音的时候呢，我是这样，比如说我在休息的时间给他们传福音，甚至学生和家长要听我给他们讲福音，我说等一下，等我把课上完以后，我再给你讲。除非这个家长说，你可以在讲课的过程中传福音，也有，我就可以这样。
So, a lot of times I will, I'm sorry, most of the time I will tell the gospel to the student and sometimes to the parents after I have done my teaching, unless the parent agreed that I could talk about the gospel during my lesson.
那我碰到过很多的情况，学生非常喜欢听我讲福音，最后呢名次听很长时间，结果后来他说你，我给你花钱，你给我拼命传耶稣，最后你没给我教物理。
So I have times that a student really want to listen to my story about how I believe in the Lord, and we spend so much time talking about Jesus Christ, and later on the student will come back and saying that, okay, I pay this much money to you, but you didn't teach me any physics. So he gets upset.
事实上那个时候我就发现我不要给撒旦留这个控告的把柄，就是我要做到我公义的那一份。
So later on, I know that I will not give any chance for the evil one, so that I will do my part.
所以这个公义、公平、约定、界限，怎么强调也不过分。在这个世界上，我们一定要来去明白公义、公平、约定和界限。
So we have to emphasize on contract, boundaries, and righteousness and justice. Even in this nowadays, we really have to focus on that.
包括这个男女之间的界限。现在在西方呢，很多人结婚以后啊，人家还会追的。
So and also the boundaries between females and males.Now in the Western society, even if you are married, a woman is married, still other men will come after you.
我们要明白我们的约定，我们的界限。
We have to.
就是保护我们的家庭，也保护别人。
We have to know our covenant. We have to know our boundary in order to protect our marriage.
我刚结婚不久那时候，师母不到30岁，年轻漂亮。她在 community center 工作呢，好多人都追她。
So when we first married, Susan was under 30 years old. So she was pretty and she was working in a community center. And a lot of men went after her.
他就告诉他我已经结婚了。他们说你结婚没关系，我继续可以跟你约会啊。
And she always tell those men that, oh, I am already married. But those men would say, okay, that's no problem. We can still go out.
后来他就想到一个办法，就在所有这些人的面前呢，就夸我，夸他的丈夫多能干，多好，好的不得了，世界上的人都不能比。
So later on, she thought about a way. So she always tell people that how great I am, so that like how great my husband is, and how what the things he has done, and no one else can compare to my husband.
但是回家以后，她可能觉得说的这些话有点不太真实。
Maybe after she went home, she may felt that okay, these things that she said may not be that you know true, completely true.
但是包括现在她还是这样，但是她需要来调整，就是说的。希望外面讲的话呢，要进到他的心里面，变成真实。
So even now that she's still trying to align herself with the things that she said about me and what she truly felt about me instead of her.
所以从公益公平的角度讲呢，我没有问题，我就是我自己，我这个约定，还要来处理他的那个。
So when you talk about justice and righteousness, I don't know about. I'm okay with myself, but I don't know about her.
那这一方面，我要讲一个例子。曾经在中国研究所，我们发生一个事情。一个女孩子呢，因为就是缺乏这个界限，最后，差一点导致一个男孩子自杀。
So there's also a story that I want to share that in my workplace, in your workplace, right? So there's a girl, because she doesn't know her boundaries, she nearly caused another man to commit a suicide.
我们中间这个男同事呢，就是他就这个女孩子呢，她是对谁都是非常好。
So this girl, she was being nice to everyone.
那这没有任何的坏处，但是呢，就说很多时候没有表达明白一些东西，立场不太清楚。
So she's been nice to everyone, but it's not right. But a lot of times she wasn't being clear on her on her ground, you know, like she wasn't like clear to other people.
事实上那时候她已经订婚，她准备要结婚，就是她的未婚夫在另外一个城市，很少能够来我们那个城市来看望。
She was being pledged to a marry to another person because her fiance lives in a different place, so he hadn't come over to visit her.
对我们这些同事啊同学呢走得都很近，我们都不知道她有男朋友要结婚。
So we are a group of coworkers. We hang out a lot. But none of us knew that she was going to marry.
当我们其中一个男孩子非常内向的一个男孩子生病的时候呢，他去精心的去照顾。
So one of our work coworker and he was very shy person. While he was the person was sick, she came over to help him.
而且他还为他买花，给这个女孩子跟这个男孩子买花送花。
And the girl even buy the boy flowers.
结果突然这个男孩子呢就暗恋上这个女孩子。
So that the boy fell in love with this girl.
后来突然他的男朋友来到我们的城市说准备要结婚，这个男孩子突然就跑掉了。
So, and after a while, her fiance came and say, the fiance came because they are going to marry. So the boy got really upset because he didn't know.
那后来这个男孩子就喝了农药，差一点死掉，结果前天进去就没活过了。
So to the point that he actually drank some kind of a chemical in order to commit suicide.But because people found out immediately, so he didn't die.
长话短说，这个功课对这个女孩子来讲也是一个非常非常令人什么什么叫做惊心动魄或者惊恐未定，就是突破都要出来的一个功课，太可怕了！学习这样的功课太可怕。
So to make the story short, this is a very it's a lesson for the girl.To learn because it nearly cost death.
所以我们很多地方我们的界限约定公平公义这些东西要清楚。
So a lot of times our boundaries are contrary with other people and we have to know that clearly.
公平公义就是让对方知道你的立场在哪里，他能不能达到你的标准，你能不能达到他的标准，要讲究清楚。
So being righteous and justice is you have to let other people know your boundary. So whether you can get to this kind of anticipation of other people or other people can meet your expectations.
这样的话，如果我能够达到你的标准，我们继续；如果达不到，不继续；如果你能够达到我的标准，继续；达不到，不继续。
Yeah, so if you can meet my expectations or we can continue, if not, then we will stop the contract.
所以就是说我们要不要给别人一个错误的期待。
So we do not want to give us other people a false expectations.
那所以这个比喻里面这个主人呢没有给这个工人错误的期待。
So in this parable, the owner, the vineyard owner, did not give a false expectation for the workers.
这是先来的这批人呢，自己产生了一个错误的观念。
But the workers who came work first, they have a false expectation of the owners.
认为他应该夺得，因为他看到别人夺得了，别人不应该那样夺得。
They expect themselves to get more because they see the people who came later on get the same.
所以这个家主呢清清楚楚说，对其中的一个人说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一千银子吗？拿你的走吧，我跟那后来的和你一样，这是我的任务，我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？
So that's why he answered one of them saying, okay, friend, I'm not being unfair to you. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your play and go. I want to gave the man who was hired last the same as I gave you? Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?
你请下面，你觉得这个主人这样讲话好听吗？
But so is it nice for the owner to say the things that he said?
但是呢，弟兄姐妹，好多时候说清楚的时候呢，别人可能会不舒服，但是呢，以后少很多的麻烦。
But if you, so sometimes when you say things that may sound, unfriendly or not nice for the other party to hear, but it actually, eliminate a lot of, conflicts if you set a contract in place.
那今天神给我们的救恩里面其实也是这样，先有公义公平，才有怜悯。
So same as the salvation that the Lord gave us. First of all, there should be righteousness and justice, and then there will be mercy.
没有公义公平，耶稣是不需要上十字架。
So without righteousness and justice, Jesus does not have to go through the cross.
那神就说，我都免了你们的罪了，你们好好的去吧。
So
不需要耶稣来上十字架。
So the Lord can say, okay, I forgive all of your sins, you're free to go. But, and the Lord Jesus Christ does not have to go on the cross for us.
为什么耶稣基督要钉在十字架呢？因为神的公义公平的尺度是不改变的。
How come the Lord, how come Jesus had to go through the cross? Because the Lord's justice and righteousness never changed.
因为罪的工价就是死亡，所以有人必须要死。
Because the wage of sin is death. Someone has to go through death.
但是因着他的这个慈爱呢，和怜悯呢，他自己要来承担。
But because his love and justice and righteousness and mercy, he himself had to bear the burden of sin.
所以我们讲了这么多呢，就是说我们要有公义和公平。那除此之外呢，就是要怜悯。
So to sum up, we have to have righteousness and justice, and then we have to have mercy.
怜悯的这一部分我们讲的不少，我们以后继续再。
We have talked a lot about the mercy, but still we have to talk about it later on.
包括上次我们讲到这个要爱你的仇敌。为那些逼迫你的人要祷告，这就是怜悯。
So including what we talked about last week about how to love our enemies, and this is also about being merciful to our enemies.
你跟你的仇敌并没有什么约定，他肯定破坏了很多不该破坏的东西，所以成为你的仇敌。但是呢，我们要爱他们，要来为他们祷告，这就是一个深处从公义公平。
So, yeah, so your enemy must not have any contract with you because she's your enemy. So, but being merciful is something that grows out from justice and righteousness.
那所以从这个怜悯里面呢，就是神的怜悯里面呢，我们看到就是从这个。马太福音二十章看到那个神的怜悯，他会怜悯到一个程度呢，你觉得他好像毫无原则一样，但是呢，这就是他的怜悯。
So when you read this passage, you might think that God is so merciful to the point seems that he has no principle, but this is in fact his mercy.
所以这个。当我们讲的这里这个家主呢，家主就是说给这个十一点钟来的人，就是最后又往上来的这个原文是十一点钟。十一点钟来就是到十二点钟，就是太阳落山，犹太人的律法里面太阳落山是十二点钟，十一点钟来只干了一个小时的人呢，哎，同样的这个报酬，这是非常看起来不公平。
So in the passage, on the 11th hour, those people who came at 11th hour, so in the Hebrew times, the 12th hours meaning the sunset. So those people have only worked for an hour before the sunset, but still he got the same wages. So it seems to be, to a lot of people that the owner's been unfair.
那事实上呢，也可以这样去理解，就是说这些人呢是能力也是非常差，为什么呢？因为他站了一天没人雇他嘛，雇什么样的人？先雇那些有能力干活的人，所以他们是没能力的人。
So if you look in other perspective, you might see these people who didn't find work are those people who are weak, because usually a owner will go out to find laborers. They start with the strongest man first. So those who cannot find work are usually the weakest.
不仅仅是软弱，而是可能没有技能，那比较笨，不太聪明，也没有什么技能啊，这样的。
So not just physically weak, maybe they have no skills or being foolish in some ways.
那这个家主因着他的怜悯，因着知道这些人呢，他有家有口，可能没有饭吃，他就要这样找个借口，要白白的给他们钱。
So the owner being so merciful, then he knows that these people may have a family, a children to feed, so he finds an excuse so that to get those labor to work in his field.
事实上在末世的时候，今天就是11点钟，这个世界的11点钟，好多人看到异现，就是现在是11点钟，快到12点，就是这个世界结束的时候。这个时候呢，好多人呢，不光什么样的人呢，神因着怜悯让他们进到神的国度，恩典的国度里。
So nowadays in the so it's the end times. It's a lot of people think about this time as the 11th hour. So before the end of the world. So God is so merciful. So He's calling out like those people who have no skills, who are weak, into His kingdom.
所以这就是神的怜悯，看起来好像毫无原则，就是找个借口要怜悯他。
So this is God's mercy. It seems a mercy without principle. So He's just finding an excuse to hire people to come into His vineyard and work.
那这也是神的做法，他把耶稣钉在十字架上，给好多人找借口，让他们能够得救，得到永生。难道不是借口吗？
So that's what he does. He crucified Jesus on the cross so that he finds an excuse for us, for the sinners, to come into his kingdom.
当然我们明白神的这种怜悯。
So of course we understand his mercy.
当然我们也明白神的这种公义。
But we also wishing us to understand his justice and righteousness.
他的公义和怜悯都是从他本性，就是他的爱里面出来。
So justice, righteousness, and mercy all comes from his nature of love.
你愿意成为那哪一群人呢？是第一批人很能干，早上就来做工，得到一千银子的呢？还是最后那个你觉得不能干，最后还得到一千银子的呢？
So, which group of people do you want to be? Do you want to be the person who came to the vineyard at first, or those who have no skill who came to the vineyard in the last hour? So it's a hard thing to choose. It's God's choice.
你要清楚最后那一波人呢，你就要做一个很笨的。
If you want to be the last,
让神来怜悯。
If you want to be the last group of people, then you have to be a foolish people so that God will have mercy on you.
要承认你自己的软弱。
You have to admit your own weaknesses.
但是那你会得到很多别人看起来你不应该得的恩典。
So that you will get a lot of mercy that it seems to other people that you do not deserve.
你如果愿意成为第一种人呢，你很能干，也很聪明。各种技能再生，身体也健康，神也坚定，就是这样给你工钱，你也会得到你当得的。
So if you want to become the first group of people, you yourself are capable, you are healthy, you have skills, and you will also get what you agreed on.
但是第一群的人呢，即使没有做的并不坏，他问题出在哪里了呢？十一节讲他就埋怨家主，他处在这个埋怨这个问题。
So the first group of people, they did nothing wrong except at the end they have complaints in their heart, grumbling.
这个第一群人，你如果不埋怨家主的话呢，有可能家主又拿出3000银子放到你的兜里。
Maybe if they did not grumble or did not complain, maybe the owner will give them extra pay. Who knows?
那我不是在开玩笑，神真会这样做。
So I'm not kidding. I think the God will actually do that.
记得没有，在所罗门在祷告的时候，啊，他就求神给他智慧，这个胖动以色列民，神怎么样回答他，怎么样答应他的祷告呢？
So remember that when Solomon, King Solomon prayed and asked for wisdom so that he can rule over the people, remember what God replied?
那最后说你求的甚好，你没有为自己求寿，没有为自己求福，也没有为自己愁求要灭绝仇敌的性命，你今天求的我非常的喜悦，我不但要给你智慧能够判断万民，而且要给你寿给你福，而且你的智慧是从古到底没有人能够比。
So, and the Lord replied, because what you asked is good, you did not ask for yourself for long ages, you did not ask for money, like wealth, you did not ask your enemy to be destroyed, because what you ask is good, I will give you what you ask for, and even beyond, you will have a greatest wisdom that no one can compare, and you will, at the same time, I'm also giving you other a blessing, like wealth, like health, and also, yeah, tremble his enemies and all that.
其实我们今天作为外邦人得救呢，都是属于这个十一点中进来的。
So as a Gentiles, even we came to the Christ, we are just like the 11th hour's workers. So we are his, we are enter his kingdom by his mercy.
应该说以色列，这个比喻里面首先是对着以色列讲，以色列是神跟他们有约，他要按第一个人来对待。
So
is 外邦人是按最后一个人来对待。
So this parable should be to the Israelites. So the first hour should be the Israelites, his own children. And then us as Gentiles from other nations are like the 11th hour workers.
所以我们最主要的是要有个感恩的心，这是非常重要，不要抱怨，常常感恩，凡事感恩。
So the most important thing is to have a grateful heart. So give thanks in all things and do not grumbling in your heart.
所以十六节讲呢，在那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。希望我们在后的呢能够在前，我们不要希望的是在前的变到在后。
So in the 16th verse it says, so the last will be first and the first will be last. So those who came last will be first, but do not, if you are the, you are there first, do not hope that, you know, those will be last.
对，如果我们是应该在前面的，不要我们最后落到后面。
So if we should be the first, please don't fall behind and become the last.
对，我们常常要有一个感恩的心，一直在神的面前，要来感谢他。
So we have to have a grateful heart so that we always give thanks to him.
好，我们有一些祷告以后呢，做个祷告以后呢，让大家来回应。我相信这个题目好多人会回应。
So we'll pray first, and later on, you can respond to the message.
主啊，是的，荣耀天上的父亲，谢谢你，你是个公义的神，也是怜悯的神。
Yes, our Father in heaven, thank you that you are a righteous God and you're also God of mercy.
因着公义，我们不会误做事情。
Because of your righteousness, we will not become a useless people person.
在圣经里面讲，你是那可靠的磐石。 你因着你的公义，我们知道你非常可靠的。
In the Bible, you said that you are a reliable rock. Because of your righteousness, we know that you are reliable.
主啊，我们也感谢你的怜悯，因为我们这一群不配得的人也得到了你的怜悯，得到了你的慈爱和你的救恩。
And we also thankful for your mercy because we are undeserving of your mercy, but we have received from you, Lord.
说，同样我们也求你让我们更加的认识你，也能够来学习你的样式，学习耶稣的样式。
Lord, we pray that we will know more of you so that we can learn the way that Jesus is.
我们要明白公义公平的法则，也要有有你一样的怜悯。
So we want to know the ways of righteousness and justice, and we will also at the same time know your mercy.
谢谢你，你的圣灵必然会帮助我们。
Thank you, your Holy Spirit will certainly help us.
在学习的过程中，你会给我们恩典。
So in this process, you will give us mercy.
不光是我们现做还是现有，必有一个声音在后面告诉我们，这是正路，行在其上。
So whether we shift to the left or the right, you will always, your voice will also call us to let us know that this is the right way, walk in it.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 好，下面让大家有些时间回应或者分享。特别我知道中间有些人有见证啊。
So if you have a testimony, okay, if you have testimony to share or you want to respond, you can respond. I think I just heard someone.
Isaac, I want to share something. And Anna, could you translate? I get a couple of words.
Okay, just to ask the question, is it, do I prefer to be the first worker or the last worker? It would be better to be the last worker, but only on the condition that you're so stupid that you don't know you're stupid, so that you don't feel bad about yourself and you get more pay for less work.
他是说，就是当做最后的更好，是吗？最后的更好，因为少做事还可以得一样的。
Is it what you said? Yeah, but only if you're so stupid that you don't know you're stupid.Then you don't feel bad about yourself, but you feel
bad about yourself. 特别是那些不知道自己是愚蠢的那些。好多人认为我要做后面的这种人呢，有时候也要小心。
So for those who want to become the last group people, you have to be careful. Why? Because?
因为你发现没有，在圣经里面，他主人没有给他将定工钱。
You know why? Because
甚至没有给他讲给不给钱都没讲。
Because those people who came last, the owner did not talk to them about whether he will give them any wages in return.
那这就是危险的一点，这在于神，不在于我们。
So this is dangerous because it's really on God, not on us.
弟兄姐妹，你发现这神的话呢，非常的确实，每一句话都是精炼过的。他给第一个人讲什么呢？他检定的，第一批人是检定的，是第二阶段和工人检定，一天一千银子。
So now on verse 2, he actually agreed to those people who came in first. So about the wages that they are going to get.
给中间的脸皮人呢，他是怎么讲的呢？他说：“你们也进葡萄园去，我所当给的，我必给你们。”
So those people who came during noon and afternoon, he said, "I will pay whatever is right."
也就是说呢，你干得好，我就给你；干得不好，就不给你。
Meaning that if you are good, then I will pay. If not, then I will not pay.
如果你干得不好，我想给你也行。
If you do not do as well, if I want to give, then it's okay too.
对，他是这样讲话，这个主人是这样讲，对中间那批。
So this is what the owner said to those two groups of people.
他 他给最后一批人怎么讲的呢？他说：“你们为什么整天在这里闲散呢？”他们说：“因为没有人雇我们。”他说：“你们也进葡萄园去。”
So he, the last group of people, he asked, "Why have you been standing here all day long without doing anything?" And they said, "Because no one has hired us."
他有没有讲？有没有讲你当给的、当得的？我给你没有讲，也没有说坚定给你一钱。他说：“你们也进葡萄园。”
So he only said you should also go and work in my vineyard, but he didn't agree on a certain wage, and he didn't say, "Okay, I will pay you whatever is right." He never said any of that.
事实上，你要知道，他也没有说你进去工作，他连工作都没讲。在中文里面讲就是工作呢，你就进去就对了。在英文翻译了要去工作，其实就是说你就进去就对了。
So in the Chinese translation, he said, "You just go to my vineyard." It didn't even mention about work.
我要查考一下，是不是真有那个原文有没有那个 work？ 中文翻译是没有 work， 英文说有 work， 就是你 work， 你做不了什么工作。你这样的人站在那里先站，有什么工作好做？
So I have to go and dig into whether dig into it whether it says actually use the word work.Because in the Chinese, it never mentioned about work. So to those people, it doesn't really matter as long as they go into the vineyard. So then they don't even have to work.
So he, 他对这种三批人所做的都是公益的，都是对，他因为他们自由选择。
So to these three group of people, he is being righteous. He has his own ways.
所以这个就是刚才小玉点提的这样一个问题，就是是不是要做最后一批人，怎么样？就是我们自己如果老觉着我是最后一批人啊，白白的恩典啊，我们也要小心，这个神恩典他并没有减重。
So those people who want to become the last group of people who want to receive like mercy without doing work, you have to be careful because the Lord never agree on and paying you anything.
所以既然是恩典呢，完全在于主，这个施恩的主。不在于受恩的人。
So if this is based on mercy, so it's not, it's, you know, the result will be based on the Lord who gave us a mercy. So it's on Him, not on us.
所以感谢主，就是小雨点引起这样一个问题，大家都是发现神的这个话语真的是非常的精炼，就是一句一句都不会浪费一个字的。
So when I think I mentioned about this, so you, then you will know that, God is so precise with His words, so nothing on the Bible is wasted.
对，下面大家也继续分享，可以继续来回应这方面的经历。
Yeah, you can. We can continue to share and respond to this passage.
哦，另外我稍微补充一点，就是包括教导儿女也是一样的。我说儿女之间什么东西叫讲的要听，要有公义的原则。
So I want to add also to discipline your children. So when you talk to your children, you have to. Sorry, can you say that again? 我刚才有点 lost.
就是要有标准。要有 公益的原则。
Yeah, so we have to have some kind of we have to have principles, with our children.
我们曾经在在国内的时候，村庄上有兄弟两个非常好的人，两对夫妻都很好，但是他们的两个儿子都非常坏。
So in my village, there was a couple who are both very nice.But their children were not.
因为这个爸爸妈妈就说他的爱是没有原则，就是那种溺爱到一个程度呢，他们自己可以吃苦受乐，就是说什么都可以做，非常老实的人，非常能干的人，但是就是对儿子没有管教。
Because the couple, themselves are very nice and so full of love.But without any principles.
但是这个儿子呢，他会打他爸爸，会往死里打。
So their son will actually hit his father, like to the point of like causing like severe damage, like even death.
所以我们从庄上的人说，这个人将来肯定是天打雷劈。
So, in our village, we say this kind of people will be punished by heaven.
后来还是真是类似的事情发生在这个人的身上。
And indeed, similar thing actually happened to the boy, to the son.
Anyway, 就是说，对孩子也是一样。其实这个神的这些的教导我们所有的人，没有公义公平，所谓的怜悯是没有根基的。
So this principle also applies to teaching our children. So without justice and righteousness, you just cannot talk about mercy and stuff.
嗯，谢主。
Principle.
Okay, Pastor Wen, I want to share my experience in this area.
Yes, thank you, Duncan. Anna, you can translate. Yeah.
Oh, 好的。
My experience that the, actually I talked to my, my people, my lawyer, is it okay if I pay some people, they work less hours with the same amount of money to those who work a lot of hours?
那这个事情我也遇见过，我曾经问过我的律师，我可不可以给那些少工作的人多跟别人多工作的人一样的钱。
It happened, he is a Christian too.
那他这个律师也是一个基督徒。
And he says, Duncan, this is not a wise move.
他说，哦，Duncan, 这不是一个就是有智慧的抉择。
And it could, probably it will destroy the spirit in your company.
可能就会影响到你们公司的那个就是员工的那个员工员工的那个就是我不知道中文怎么说。
Yeah. Because no matter what, he said he's a Christian too. He said this parable is about grace, dispensing grace.
那这个他跟我说这个就是经文呢是讲就是恩典。
It's applicable to the kingdom of God.
那这个是对于神的国度来说是可以的。
In Matthew chapter 20.
在马太福音20章。
And at the end, that's why the first become the last become the first.
就是在最后他讲啊，在后的要在前，在前要在后。
Because he's talking about God's grace in salvation, in the gospel of good news, is exactly like this. It depends on God's mercy.
那就是在我们的救恩来说，就是像这样子啊，就是他的救恩。
So he said, if you do it to the secular world,
但是他说，如果你对世界上的人有同样的办法，
there will be a problem.
那可能就会制造出一些问题。
And he showed me a Vancouver company. One of the owner is a young owner. Did the same thing.
那他跟我说，在温哥华呢，一个年轻的一个公司呢。那个老板也做了同样的事情。
At the end, his company totally disintegrated.
那到最后呢，他这个公司就分裂了，就分解了。
Because everybody left. Because that's not about fair.
那因为大家都走了，因为他们觉得不公平。
So I asked my professor in the Regent College in UBC.
那我当时就问那个 Regent 神学院的那个教授。
And he told me in the Roma chapter 12.
那他告诉我听在罗马书十二章。
Also the Bible talking about you must do the thing, do the good thing in the eyes of everybody in this world.
那他说在十二章马也就是所以罗马书十二章也讲了，我们必须在世界上的人面前做就是 啊好的事情，同样的事情是在哪里。
In the eyes of the everybody in this world, you must do the good things in the eyes too.
就是在世人的眼光当中，你要做对的事情。
Not only that, you have to make every effort to make peace.
那不只是这样。对，不只是这样，我们还需要就是用我们的就是权力使就是啊和平，要使众人都和平。
And also, Paul said, if you don't work, you don't get paid.
而且那个保罗也说了，如果你不工作的人呢，就不应该得工价。
So he told me the balance view is that the as applicable to your company is that the.One is talking about grace in the kingdom of God in terms of salvation.
那他就跟我讲说，就是在这个公司呢，我们一方面要讲神的怜悯，但是是在就是救恩的这个层面来讲。
But in this practical world, if you do it this way, you get all kind of lawsuit from the people, and the labor law will not allow you to do that either.
但是就是在这个世界来讲呢，就是我们甚至那个劳工法都不能认同这样子的给法。
You will get all kind of lawsuit from people.
你可能会就是会有很多的那个就是
受众。
对，
But anyway, he just let me understand this parable is about giving grace in the kingdom of God, especially when in terms of salvation, you are sinner, you are not sinner, everybody need to be saved.
那就是说呢，他说这个章节呢，主要是讲就是神的救恩，就是。
But in this world, we still have to observe the rule of fairness and retribution.
对，在这个世界上呢，我们还是要那个要公平公义。
So I decided I'm not going to go into to apply it to my company. I would rather to focus on my relationship with brother and sister in terms of God's kingdom and also a more Christian ethics.
那所以呢，我就没有在我公司推行这个东西。那我就是开始就是专注在如何爱我的弟兄姐妹，如何就是传福音。
And love the unlovable in this world, and forgive them, and love your enemy.
就是爱那些不可爱的人，然后爱你的仇敌。
In a personal relationship level.
在一个就是人际关系的层面。
I just want to share my experience on this passage.
对，我就是想分享一下我在这个经文这方面的分析经验。
Thank you.
谢谢。
谢谢邓肯。谢谢邓肯非常实际的一些经验。
Thank you, Duncan, for his practical experience in this passage.
还有谁要分享吗
？So anyone else want to share?
我来分享一下，我是 Mary。
So Mary wants to share.、Yeah.
那你休息一下，我来翻译吗
？OK， 好的，好的。
我是作为一个基督徒，作为一个基督徒的话，我有一些心灵的感受。
So according, I have some, feelings about this, being a Christian.
其实我们被神拣选的人大多数都是真的是在特别的情况下就像主说的人的尽头神的起头在特别的情况下我们得到一个救恩
Many of us are chosen and get the grace of God because of some special situation
那得到这个救恩之后呢我们大多数的就是真正如果他是个心灵上被神的灵触碰了的话呢就像保罗一样他说我是罪人中的罪魁我要为世人做美好的见证
So when we truly touched by the Holy Spirit we will realize that we are the chief of sinners
就是说让我们所有的经历要成为别人最好的祝福
For thatOur experience will become other people's blessings.
所以说在这个层面上来讲，其实我们不再追寻什么得什么公义的什么这个所谓的这个神给我们的什么，其实我们当时就是一份心，就是神救赎了我们，我们要为神，就是让我们所有的经历成为他人的祝福，我们就这样一个心意。其实我自己的个人的领受就是一直是这样领受。
So on this level, it's not about the justice and fairness, but it's about how to share the gospel and so that other people can be blessed.
所以就是当我们所做的一切就不会存在一个我要得到什么，就是我就去做就是了，就是为什么去做，因为我所有经历的这一切主给了我一个大的救恩，我完全自由了，我释放了，我真的是内心深处充满感动和爱了，我愿意所有经历我这样痛苦的人，我愿意他们也像我一样。
So when we receive the gospel, receive the freedom of salvation, we don't care what we are going to get, but we want other people to be blessed in the same way, so other people can be blessed and be loved and get the salvation.
因为只要我们说我们要想得到什么样奖赏，只要有这样的出发点出来的时候，我们做事情就不纯正了，就不那么就是内心深处就那么无私了，做不到无私的。但我们真心实意的就是为了别人好，就是为了别人开心，就别人幸福，别人从这个地方得到解决，那你去做的每一切你是心甘与乐意，不管结果于如何。
So if our motivation is to gain something by doing the things for God, then our motive is not good.But if we do not have such motives, just want to bless others, and the result will be very different. We are going to be happy, joyful, and it's different.
所以就谈到这个事情上来讲，就是刚才这个所谓我们得到这个这里面的就是得到多少，就是我觉得真的是一个尽情的基督徒，他应该不 care 这些东西。
So I believe if we are truly a pious Christian, devoted Christian,We don't really care how much we get.
但是你去这样去做的时候，你自然就会得到平安，你自然就会得到喜乐，你自然就会得到盼望。
So when we do this way, and we will have peace and hope and the joy.
所以就谈到这个公义和怜悯，我也想分享一下，就是说如果是说公义和怜悯的话，如果我们这个心只是说心要公义后要怜悯的话，我觉得很多时候你的怜悯发不出来。
So if we truly when we talk about justice and mercy, if we always put justice first, maybe it's hard to generate mercy.
我这里可以举一个非常简单的小例子，就是我的家人，我的孩子。
Just give an example about my family members.
就说比方说，就是我现在在孩子这边，我看到就是孩子，他就是经常会就是睡觉，就是白天就是他很多睡觉，就是如果看到这个，如果从公益上来讲，你白天你就孩子你应该起来，你应该怎么样的，你应该怎么样，我就会用这样一个要求的话，我根本就怜悯不起来。
So if my son likes to sleep in the daytime, if I demand him to do this, do that, you should do this, shouldn't do that, maybe it's very hard for me to have mercy on him.
但是因为我知道就形成这样一个过程，它不是一天两天，它是有一些特殊的原因形成的。但我从内心感触的时候，我跟他聊天的时候，他自己也不想的时候，我就自然就会觉得把那个怜悯就翻出来了。
So I know this is not formed by one day, and when I try to understand the situation, and there will be mercy and from my heart.
你若是把这个公义放在前面的话，你这个爱真的是发不出来的。你就觉得这个不好，这个应该怎么样的，怎么样，你就根本就爱不出来。当你把怜悯放在前面的时候，你就能爱得出来了。当你爱得出来了，它就会自然的、慢慢的就因着这个爱，它会慢慢的改变。
So if you put the justice first, it's hard to have the mercy. And if you put the mercy first, and then it's easier to get things done.
所以就是在这个里面，我觉得神他会加给我们一个灵，就是我们弟兄姊妹不怕做错什么，也不怕什么，但是我们最重要的是要有个完全追寻的心。
So I think for this, the most important is we are not going to be afraid what we do right, what we do wrong, but we ask the Lord to give us such a merciful heart.
因为这个不管是是人家讲道也好还是什么样都是人来讲其实真正的是带领的是圣灵提醒你那个微小的声音当你做错了的时候他真的会来谴责你当你是做对的时候他真的让你非常的喜乐为你非常的有信心有力量
So when we preach humans are preaching but when we do something wrong the Holy Spirit will convict us about the wrong and he will lead us to repentanceHe will give us a strength to change.
对，再就是回到了这个秦明牧师讲到说，就是说讲道是人讲的，但是神的话语在那个立天顶地的。但我们真的不断的来聆读神的话语，来聆听神的话语，就是话语进入你的心里的时候，你的那个真正的与神的那个灵相通的时候，圣灵会教导你的。
Just like the pastor being said, and the preaching is by man, but the word of God is there.And when we really pay attention to the word of God, the Holy Spirit will teach us and lead us.
所以在谈到这个界限，我想再说一下，就是若是一个真正的基督徒，他的圣灵里面他会告诉他什么样是一个界限，不是说人眼睛里的，那是一个真正里面的东西。这个里面的东西只有神知道，神知道的东西，他会让你有心安，他会让你有安全感。但我们现在发现很多人没有安全感。就是这个没有安全感，其实没有办法施工的。
So now we find a lot of people do not have the sense of security. But because of this, many things are difficult.
这个例子呢，现在我也不举了，就是我心里面有好几个例子，就暂时就是在这个场合下就不举了。就是人就是在我们真正在信仰上面立定根基，就是一个真理，这个真理就是爱。但你这个爱别人真的是无私无利的无目的的就真心是希望别人更好的这个爱才能真正的触动人家
So many examples but I won't give right now but when we have the true love in our heart the true love will touch people and change people
对因为为什么当我们真心这样爱了神会做工神会在这个人心里做工他自然会得到改变
When we trulylove people, God is going to work. God is going to change people.
对，那个时候神的荣耀是真正的降临下来。
So then the Lord's glory will manifest.
对，今天就是我想分享的就是这个。
So this is what I want to share. 谢谢你 Mary, 很好，你分享的也非常好。从不同的角度，让我们更加认识神的话语。
So thank you, Mary, so that we can understand this passage from a different perspective.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
还有人分享吗？我们最后一个分享。
So anyone else want to share? We have a spot for one more.
牧师，我想分享一下。
这是哪一位啊
？Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Sarah, 你好。
我没打开视频哈，今天不方便打视频，所以我就直接从那个语音来说了。刚才听您这个讲到关于这个家主的这个，就是葡萄园的这个工作的事情。我想分享一点，就是关于就是刚才说到邓肯弟兄说到的这个事情。我是感觉到您先翻译吧。
So I just after listening and so the pastor being preaching and the Duncan brothers sharing, and I have some one thing I want to share.
我想借着他这个话题再说一下，就是我自己我感觉在这个圣经里面的这个故事，实际也就是说谈的是神的这个救恩的问题。
So I believe this passage is talking about the salvation of God.
对，但是这个故事呢，其实在现实当中的这种就是雇主和这个雇员之间的关系是不适用的。
So I feel that it's not applicable to the real life.
原因就是神与我们的关系没有依附关系，没有相互的之间的约束和依附关系，并不是因为我们这个就是说神缺了我们不行，或者说必须要 我们去为他工作才可以。
So, the relationship between us and God is not as a dependent relationship. So, we don't have to work for Him.
对，神不是因为我们的存在而存在的。
So God does not exist because of us.
但是在现实当中，雇主哪怕是一个国家和他的民众之间的关系，是相互依存的关系。
So in this parable and master and the servants or master and the workers, they are dependent on each other.
对于一个统治者来说，是一说咱们古人说民可宰猪也可覆猪。
So for a ruler, you want to give people that kind of security.
之所以这样，就是因为大家都是被神所创造的，所以没有什么谁高谁低的问题。即便你是统治者，或是你是一个雇主或一个雇员，实际大家都是应该是追求一个平等关系。
So, for people, we are all the at the same level because we are not all created. We are not creator, so we are equal.
所以在古人就讲，我们民不患寡而患不公，不均。就是说人不怕这个自己少穷贫穷不要紧，但是如果说这个国家治理起来的不公平，就会引起一些很大的麻烦。
So, so people are not worried about being poor, but worried about being there's no justice.
但是所以我们在现实当中，我觉得还是公平公义这一点还是要追求的。
So in the real life, the justice must be pursued.
但是神给予我们是完完全全的这个恩典，我们不欠神的，我们不欠神，就神不欠我们的，而且呢，神是完完全全给予我们，所有一切都是他给予我们，没有神的存在，没有神给予我们，我们实际是 nothing.
So what God has given to us is everything we do not.He does not owe us anything.
对，所以我们是没有资格对神说，你做的公正还是不公，你做的公平不公平，你给的我多还是给的我少，因为所有都是他给的。
So we do not have the right to say what you are fair or unfair because everything is from him, given by him.
这是我的分享，谢谢。
So this is my sharing. Thank you, Sarah.谢谢你 Sarah, 从你的角度来能够来看这个问题。Anna?
Thank you, Sarah, for sharing from your own perspective.
对，我们可能看到从不同的弟兄姐妹从不同的角度来分享这些经文。
So we see that people sharing from different perspectives according to the passage.
所以这就是让我们呢也认识到，就是说我们在这个认识神的过程里面有不同的角度会切入。
So that we know that in order to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll see that from a different perspective.
所以我们通过这样的分享和讲道呢，更重要的是来说在神的面前的神啊，我愿意来更多的认识。
So through this our discussion, our sharing, we need to tell the Lord that.Lord, we want to know more of you.
我们就问他说，你的话语究竟要教导我们什么？
We could ask him, Lord, what is it that you want to teach us?
在不同的场合，怎么样来不同的来应用？
So in different situations, how we are going to apply what you teach us, what you have taught us?
当我们真正这样去应用的时候呢，能够来荣耀我们的神，也真正能够帮助到别人。
So when we apply that in our life, so we can glorify the Lord.
那我自己相信呢，就是说，我自己相信呢，这个 parable， 也是在讲我们人和人之间的工作的关系。就是我刚才一开始讲到，神让我学习那么多，就是这个原因。
So from my perspective, I believe that this passage also teaches us on a practical way how we deal with other people, as I just have shared early on.
因为主耶稣如果用这种比喻的话，他首先他讲的比喻的第一个层面意思是应该对，不然他不能进入到属灵的层面。
So when Jesus Christ talked about this passage, so on the surface level, it has to be correct and firm in order to apply it to a spiritual level.
所以呢，就是最主要的是大家在读经和这个在神的面前，祷告的时候呢，就问圣灵说：“您让我怎么回应？”
So you have to pray in the presence of the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit, how are you going to respond to a passage?
就像 Mary 刚才讲的，我们在旁边那个想要有这个怜悯，如果恩典公义放在前面，好像就不工作了。
So just what Mary just shared, so when we're doing the word of God, spreading the gospel, if we should put love first, but if we put justice and righteousness first, it doesn't seem right.
当然有另外一些人呢，我也遇到过一些，包括做大公司的人，他把这个公义放在前面，如果他里面真正有神的爱的时候呢，他一切做得会很好，而且员工都非常感恩。
So in my own experience, I have known people that have a great success in his company when he placed righteousness first, but he has to have the love of God.
但是同时呢，他也可以做怜悯事业，很多的怜悯，很多的施舍。
So at the same time, he can give graciously and he can have a lot of charities.
对员工，软弱的员工也有很多的照顾。
And he will give a lot of support and help to those employees who are having trouble or problems.
那所以就是说不同的教导呢，我们因为都在学习。
So it's from we learn from different perspectives because all of us are learning.
所以就是我们就继续的来一起来学习。
So we have to learn it, learn the way of God together.
所以圣经里面也讲到，我们会有不同的恩赐，有人会有这种恩赐叫做施舍的恩赐，另外一些人会有治理的恩赐。
That's why the Bible says, there would be different kind of anointing, in giftings. So some people may be anointed in gifting, giving other people. And some people may have giftings in teaching.
就是说看到有时候施舍的恩赐和这个治理的恩赐啊，两个恩赐有时候会发现相当的矛盾。
Oh, sorry. So gifting in ruling, organizing. So sometimes the gift of giving and the gift of ruling may come into conflict with each other.
所以呢，我们就来这种恩赐要来彼此的来配搭。
So all our gifts and anointing should work together as a complement.
其实这一段经文最主要的一个呢，就是讲不要埋怨，要感恩，很重要。
So this passage, most important thing is to not complain.
就是我们有个感恩的心呢，就是这样。
Okay, thank you.So we need to have a grateful heart. 等一下好吗？等一下 ，please.
好的，我们一起来祷告，来结束现在十二点。
So we'll pray and we'll end.
哎啊，牧师，我可不可以分享一下呢？
等一下，
最后一个。
OK， 好的，很好，你能够自愿分享，肯定圣灵感动你。
So no.
我真的是觉得呢。
Is it Norman?
Yeah, this is Norman, yeah. 我现在也是不是很方便打开那个 camera?
没问题。
就是说呢，我是感觉到呢，刚刚你讲的到啊，还有各位那个弟兄姐妹的分享啊，还有 还有特别是Mary 讲的，我是觉得呢，我真的深深的有感触，处在就是我要等那个安娜去翻译对吗？
我来翻译可以。安娜翻译吗？
Okay. So, Norman was saying that while he has something to share after Mary has shared.
是这样子吗？刚才没有听。
没事，就是说呢，我真的是觉得呢，在比如说家庭里面呢，可能真的是那个怜悯和爱呢，必须要先走。如果呢，总是呢抓住那个就是自己所认为的公义的话，我估计呢会越搞越糟的。就是说我，比如说我自己那么多年来。我总是觉得呢，就是自己有一套所谓的怎么是公平与不公平，但是我觉得这样的话呢，肯定会把家里面搞得乱七八糟的。
So Norman is saying that he felt that in a household, mercy and love should always go first, because if we always apply righteousness, like it set a rules in place, it will be very difficult because in his heart, over the years, he has developed some kind of principle, like a way of living. So doing things according to what he felt is right. But if he do that to all his family members, it's gonna go cause trouble.
是的，就是说呢，比如说我对我太太和我女儿，
等一下好不好？
就是我常常呢，就是把那种所谓的我自己认为是对错的，就是加在他们身上，对他们就是造成了很大的那个困扰。因为其实我们都是来自不同的背景啊，还有生活习惯呢，这个好难呢，把我自己的东西呢完全呢加在别人身上，这是我以前没有想过的。
So, at first I'd like to apply to what I know, what I think is right or wrong, and to my wife and my child. So, it's quite hard.
就像如果我的家人也把这个呢加在我身上，我也是觉得非常的不公平一样。
By the same token, if my family member push that on me, based on what they think is right, I felt it's quite unfair to me as well.
所以真的是怜悯和无条件的爱呢。才是我们的出路，我觉得特别是在家庭里面。
So I felt unconditional love and mercy is the way out, especially in the family setting. Okay.
等一下，你说呢？要不然呢？就是另外一方呢，首先要受到了惩罚以后，才能够往下面走。就是说，这样伤害是很大的。只有呢，就是根据圣经的原则，就是说一个去宽恕别人，一个呢不能够，让自己生气过了第二天，只有这样才是出路来的。对自己的健康，对一个家庭的健康都是非常的重要。
So I felt the Bible is our only way out based on what he said. It says like love and mercy and do not hold our anger until the sun set.Not only love and mercy is our way out.
Amen.
对，为了我，特别是我有请求我的家人会原谅我在我把那么多所谓的公义呢加在他们身上，让他们的困扰，我也希望他能够就是来怜悯我，还有就宽恕我，让我重新开始。
So I also asked for forgiveness from my family members because I've been pushing a lot of my own righteousness or judgment on them. So I'm asking them for mercy too.
谢谢牧师，还谢谢大家，还有谢谢 Mary 也特别是他说的让我特别感动的很深，谢谢。
I want to thank you for Pastor and Mary, especially what Mary has shared.
谢谢 Norman, 谢谢你的分享，因为时间的关系你的分享非常好，因为时间的关系呢我们以后再分享，我们现在来先结束。
好吧，谢谢谢谢。
Okay, so because of time we will end here.
哈利路亚，主啊我们感谢你们赞美你。
Hallelujah, we thank you our Father, we praise you.
主啊，圣经讲神就是爱。
The Bible said God is love.
主啊，是的主，你的宝座是公平和公义。
And your throne is based on righteousness and justice.
但是你说诚实和这个诚实和这个慈爱行在你的面前。
You have said that the honesty and love walk in front of you.
主啊，你既有公平公义，又是诚实慈爱。
You have the righteousness and sorry, and you also have mercy and honesty.
我们很多时候，好像两个都不能 balance, 做不到。
So a lot of times we find it hard to balance on both.
好多时候发现公义也做不到，公义有时候是自己的公义，不是你的义，有时候怜悯也做不到。
So we have struggles in righteousness. A lot of times it's not your righteousness, but our own righteousness. And we struggle for mercy as well.
有时候是我们自己的怜悯，也不是你的怜悯。
And a lot of times it's our own mercy towards other people, not your mercy.
我们纵容别人犯罪，甚至堕落。
So we allow other people to commit sins to the point that they fall.
唯有你的圣灵可以教导我们，唯有你的十字架上的大爱，可以来浇灌我们。
Only by your Holy Spirit, by the power of the cross, you can help us.
谢谢你不断的给我们机会来成长，你不定我们的罪。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us opportunities to grow, and you do not judge us.
你说如果你要用你的斥责来量的话，主要我们都就是不亏缺你的荣耀。
Because we all fall short of your glory if you are going to measure us by your own ruler.
所以因着你的怜悯慈爱，你就把我们的罪担当了，让我们成为义人，成为自由。
Because your mercy, you have carried our sins on the cross so that we can be called righteousness.
对吧，所以今天当我们听这些道的时候，我们不是靠着文字，而是靠着圣灵。
So today when we listen to the sermon, we are not only to learn it by the surface level, by the words, but by your Holy Spirit, Lord.
不是要凭着律法，要心公义还是心怜悯，而是因着圣灵的赐给我们的生命和力量，在我们里面自由的心出来。
So not by...the law that we whether we will apply righteousness or apply mercies, but by your Holy Spirit, Lord, we will act it out.
因着你的生命在我们的里面，我们就活出来。
Because your living life is inside of us, so that we can live out your rules and principles.
活出公义，也活出怜悯。
So that we can live out the righteousness and we can live out your love and mercy.
当我们活出公义的时候，仍能感觉到这是爱；活出怜悯的时候，仍也感觉到是爱。
So when we live out your righteousness and when we live out your mercy, people will know this is love from you, Lord.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次说说，你就来倾倒你的圣灵在每一个弟兄姐妹的身上。
So we once again we ask you to pour down your Holy Spirit into each and every one of us, Lord.
就像圣经里面讲，执事叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能够造就人。今天你把爱要倾倒在我们的里面。
Yes, just like the Bible has said, knowledge is only to make us proud and arrogant, but only love can help us all.
让这些知识，让对圣经的理解变成我们里面的爱，活出。
So those knowledge that we have and then understanding that we have in the Bible, that turning to love inside of us.
我们就感谢你，赞美你。
We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
谢谢。
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.